Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on using sound to deal with physical issues, particularly pain. I thought I might do this because I'm in a little bit of pain for the last couple of days. I threw my hip out moving, and so I'm going to use myself as a guinea pig. And our intention is that this is major, that we may all be able to heal ourselves in the future or even now. Okay. Before we get started, though, I'd like to tell you about some things going on at the school. First of all, this Friday night, we've got a meetup from 7 to 9 p.m. We actually are going to start with putting everybody on sound tables and sound chairs. We've got a couple of extra sound chairs. So we now have three sound chairs and sound tables. So we're going to be vibrating people into bliss for the beginning. And then we're going to do healings on each other. We're going to be using voice and tuning forks and crystal bowls. And it's really powerful when you get a whole group of people working on one person at once. And so everybody will get a short healing. And so that's at our new place in San Francisco at 351 9th Street, number 202. It's a beautiful, spacious place now that we just moved into a few weeks ago. Besides that, we've also got an open house at the Institute on Sunday, November 11th, from 1 to 6 p.m. It's a full day of sound where we do meditations and provide information, also let you get on the sound table and sound chairs. And everybody normally gets really high and really vibrating by the end of the day. Even if you're not interested in classes, you can come check it out. Again, that's Sunday, November 11th from 1 to 6 p.m. We also have a sound healing weekend intensive. That's the weekend of November 17th and 18th at the Institute. That's 10 to 5:30 each day. And we're going to be covering the effects of sound physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's really a good overview of everything that goes on in the field of sound healing. It's only $165 for the whole weekend. And you can register for these at Sound Healings. The best way is to call 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2486. Or you can email me at david at soundhealingcenter.com. And there's more information, of course, on the website at soundhealingcenter.com. Now, the big thing we have coming up, though, is we've got a major retreat going on at Stewart Hot Springs in Mount Shasta on December 21st and 22nd. We're going to be resonating people into the new millennium, the new age, into ascension. And if the world ends, what a better place to be. You know, we're going to be doing sound meditations to help you, in case something does happen, to help you hold your frequency and be still through it so you can maintain consciousness through whatever happens. If something doesn't happen, you're going to learn really great techniques for dealing with conflicts and challenges and sensitivities to sound and anything that could affect you. We're going to go through about a dozen techniques for holding your frequency and bringing frequencies to conflicts and challenges, whether it's health, wealth, or relationships, or sensitivities to sound. We're going to be doing a lot of other sound meditations on opening the heart and just a lot of vibrational work for the whole weekend. And of course, it's at Stewart Hot Springs, which is amazing, the most amazing healing water probably on the planet. You can go get in the tubs. I think it's only about $23 or so to get in a tub with the healing water. And saunas will be free if you're staying at the place. It's only $120 for 2 days. And the lodging is $35 a night, but you have to stay with someone else, so it's basically $70 a night. Although we do have a few spots where you can sleep on the floor for $22 a night, or $25 a night, that is. So if you're interested, same contact info at 415-777-2486. Or david@soundhealingcenter.com. And again, that's December 21st and 22nd at the Hot Spring, or Stewart Springs in Mount Shasta. And there's even a shuttle, and we're going to be doing carpool, pooling and everything. So it should be a pretty major event. We're expecting to have quite a lot of people up there. And so let us know if you want to make it. We also have the certificate program that just started at the Institute. You can still jump in. We also have the online program. You can start on October 20th or November 3rd. And that's the three or four-month certificate program. It's 4 months online, 3 months at the Institute. And that goes right into the degree program if you want to continue on into the degree program at the Institute or online. We also just started the sound healing audio production classes at the Institute, so you can still jump in on that. And the online version is starting this Friday. I think it's 11 o'clock we're doing the first class. If you'd like to do it online, it works really well for learning audio production and running Pro Tools and other programs. Learning how to make your sound and recordings affect people on a really deep level, besides learning how to run the programs as well. We're still doing root soul frequency assessments to find your soul frequency. It's really nice to know where home is. So if you're interested, we can do that online or at the Institute, and we're doing full range of treatments at the Institute. You can see those at soundtherapycenter.com. And we're also still selling crystal bowls and sound tables and tuning forks and a wide range of sound healing music. We have over 60 CDs of sound healing music. If you're interested, you can just go to the site, soundhealingcenter.com, and click on the store, and you can listen to all the CDs. We have really lengthy demos where you can check them out. You may be there for quite a while, actually. Okay. So, again, 415-777-2486, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Healing ourselves and getting rid of pain. Let's deal with getting rid of pain first. The trick with dealing with pain is pretty basic, pretty simple, but it's really powerful, and it takes some energy, but there's other ways to deal with it where it doesn't take so much energy. The most basic thing you can do to get rid of pain, especially acute pain, where you're having pain, intense pain at a specific time or specific moment, is simply to make sound. Make sound with your voice. I mean, babies have it down, right? I mean, kids have it down. You know, the second you're really in pain, you just start screaming. just start screaming. Start yelling. Start making loud sounds. You could just do, whoa! I mean, anything really loud. When I was in surgery a couple of years ago at the hospital, I had appendicitis, and I learned that, you know, if you just make sound really loudly, you don't feel any pain. So whenever they would poke me or the worst part was ripping the tape off from, the IV, and pulling my hair. I mean, God, that was nothing worse. Then I would simply make sound really loud. The only problem being in the hospital, the nurses came in and finally said, you got to stop doing that. You're freaking out the people down the hall in other rooms. But, still, every time I would do it, it would be no pain. And finally, a doctor came in and he said, I said, well, if I make sound, I don't feel the pain. And he said, you know why that is? And I said, what? And he said, the pain receptors in your body can only handle so much information. When you make sound, you fill them up with information, and there's no room to actually feel the pain. It's really effective. The only problem is if you're in chronic pain or pain a lot, you can't be screaming for really long periods of time. About, 5 or 6 years ago, I actually broke a rib getting out of the bathtub, and I was actually screaming and making sound really loudly for about an hour. And everybody around me was like, when are you going to stop, Dave? It's kind of like annoying. We can't be in the room anymore. So, and after a while, you get tired. You get tired of making this sound. So there's other ways to deal with pain as well that are a little more subtle. The main thing about pain is to not identify with it. That is, to not see, to not just be the pain. It's kind of like any emotion you have. If you simply step out of that emotion or that pain and go back to who you are, which is either your soul or your point of awareness. At your soul, which is a frequency also, or at your point of awareness, which is even a frequency, a transparent frequency, there is no pain. There are no emotions. You are not affected. You are just still. You are a point of awareness. So it's basically about, instead of having one perception, having two, so that you are a separate frequency from whatever you're experiencing. You are a calm, pure, still frequency. And you can easily access this by simply making a sound. You can just do an om, you can do an ah, you could do any vowel sound, and feel that vibration in your body, and feel it in your whole system. And then the pain is not even as noticeable. You don't even have to do this loud. But what's really cool, because, again, making sound out loud takes energy. If you're really in pain, it's hard to do it for any length of time at all. Even if you aren't in that much pain, well, again, you're going to get tired really quickly. But the cool key, is you can do this toning silently. You can make the sounds in your head. So everybody, try this. If you haven't done this before, just do an om silently. Don't make it out loud. Just get it going in your head. I'll do it too. What that does is it creates a consistent frequency within you, which again is separate from your experience of emotions or pain or anything else that's going on in your system. What's cool about it is really, if you think of pain, the sound of pain is a distorted, inconsistent sound. It's like, ah! It is not a pure tone. It is not a consistent tone. Consistent tones are vowels. All of those tones support your heart beating. They support your nervous system. Consistency is what supports the flow in your system. All these other distorted sounds actually break down your system and it's like a buzz. Buzzes break down your system. So it's really interesting that, you know, let's meditate on this for a moment. Isn't it interesting that God has set it up that we actually get this distorted, weird sound of pain when we have something wrong? And that it's obviously the main reason is it's calling attention to something going wrong in our system and giving us just like a big alarm clock wake-up call, right? But what's weird about it is it actually doesn't support healing. That's just, it's like God kind of could have put that one in there, that the sound of pain could be healing. But it's not. Because, you know, if you're in pain, there isn't as much healing energy flowing through you. I noticed this when I was in the hospital a couple of years ago. When people from my staff at the school would come in and do healing sessions on me, I would go into a state of bliss. I was like in bliss most of the time I was in the hospital. And I just knew when I was feeling that bliss that my whole immune system was running at max. It was doing its thing, and I was healing at light speed. Because here's the deal. The deal is the resistance to this noise of pain. That's what causes the breakdown in the system. Because you can actually be in pain and not have resistance to it. And your system doesn't start buzzing along with it. It's tricky, especially if you have really serious pain. It's really tricky if you got serious pain. In fact, really tricky. It's very difficult, you know. However, if you can be still inside and not resist it, not fight against it, not let your system buzz, and just notice it from that point of awareness, then the pain loses its power. It's still there doing its thing, but it's just a sensation of energy. Okay. It's really, really cool. And again, the core to being able to get off this roller coaster and not have resistance is to establish your own stillness within. Now, what's really cool is to be able to actually send energy to the pain. You know, there's two avenues so far that we've come up with here. The first one, which we haven't even played with yet, is to simply make really loud sounds. The other way is to even make the sound of the pain itself. You know, you can just scream, just go, and make a really loud sound. You can even make that sound be harmonious. Right? But what's really interesting is when you make the actual sound of the pain. Of course, there's no actual sound of the pain. You're kind of just playing with it until you get a sound that seems to match that feeling of pain. And it could be something really not so sweet, the sound of it. Like, what's interesting is when you play with it and you really match that sound that is the pain, the feeling of pain, it disappears. It goes away completely. It's bizarre. I've been in classes where a dozen people are toning the sound of pain, and 11 people, the pain's gone. Normally, actually, every single person, the pain goes away. It's amazing. It doesn't go away forever, but it does go away. Sometimes forever, depending on the intensity of the pain. It's really quite amazing, right? Now, one thing to be aware of. Pain, the sound of pain and suffering attracts dark energy. This is a little out there, but we actually had this woman doing the sound of pain in classes at the school, and I worked with the psychic for years, and she checked in on the building. She said, "Dave, you've opened up a portal 10 dimensions deep, and dark energies are pouring into the school." This was about 10 years ago. And she said, "This is serious. It's not only affecting the school, it's affecting the whole of San Francisco." So we had to close the portal. So when you make the sound of pain or any negative sound, whether it's the sound of negative emotions or negative subconscious beliefs, it's really important to protect yourself. There's a few ways you can do this. You can just ask for guides or ask spirit to protect you. You can also set sacred space just by saying, "I set sacred space now." You can also visualize an octahedron or any geometric shape that is cohesive, that is really consistent around you. An octahedron is a four-sided pyramid up and a four-sided pyramid down, so you're in like a big diamond. And that is a frequency that makes it so these dark or inconsistent frequencies that you're making don't get embedded in the room also. You know how in sacred spaces, the energy of people meditating or being in prayer gets embedded in the room. Well, the same thing happens with negative sounds. It can get embedded in the room. So this frequency, consistent, coherent frequency of sacred geometry around you is what gets embedded into the room, and it protects you. So those are a few ways you can protect yourself when you're making these sometimes horrible, horrible sounds of pain, right? If you work with any archangels or ascended masters or guides, you can ask them to help protect the space as well. Or you can just go straight to spirit and say, "Spirit, give me a hand here. You know, protect this so we don't attract any negative energies and so we protect the room we're in and it doesn't get imprinted in the room." You can also do clearings afterwards with tingshas or prayer or sage or different things to clear the room as well. So that's another technique. Besides just making loud sound, you can make the sound of the pain. Now, let's take a little break here, and we'll continue in just a second. One thing that's really cool is before you do any of this work is to reconnect to spirit, reconnect to source. Here's a great song called Reconnection, the that's really good, with the whole intention of this song is about reconnecting to source, then you can bring source energy into dealing with this pain. Reconnect now with this song. nice because ultimately, if you can bring source energy to this pain, source can often completely transform it. When you're connected to source, the pain is nothing. You can be in white light, you can be one with everything, and the pain does not affect you at all. It's like you feel this little pinprick sensation, but it's really not even affecting you. That's really probably the ultimate, where you're just in a state of bliss. And it's not denial. It's just being in who you are. Now, you can also send energy to this pain. You can actually send a frequency to help actually heal the area that is causing the pain. One cool way is to simply send love. You can bring love into your heart and then just feel that love through your whole body. In fact, we can do this now. Actually, if you have any pain in your system at all, or anything in your body that you want to focus on that is maybe just a weak area, go ahead and bring love into your heart now. Feel it completely in your heart. If you know how to connect to that universal love, the infinite love, go ahead and connect and bring it through. Then, if this love had a sound, find that sound with your voice. And what we're going to do is we're going to send this love from source through your voice to the weak or painful area in your body. We're not just sending it to the pain, we're sending it to the cells and the organs or the part of the body that is feeling the pain. Okay? So bring this energy of love in now. Just feel love in your heart. And then make the sound and send it to that part of the body. Nice that you do, and when you do this, what you're really doing is not only bringing in the energy of source, but you're sending a consistent vibration to that part of the body as well. If you can get someone else to put their mouth right on that part of the body, then you can actually get the physical vibrations really strongly, and that's really, really cool to really get it vibrating that way. I think the most powerful part is the intention of bringing in this source energy or love energy as well. And it's really 50-50, I guess, you know, bringing in the actual physical vibration of consistency to that part of the body. There's another thing you can do as well, and that is to use certain frequencies that different people have come up with. There's places on the web where you can find various frequencies. In the classes, we hand out copies of like thousands of frequencies that you can send. You can use tone generators and send to that part of the body. We have frequencies for just about every part of the body that we sell on the website. These are called Cyma frequencies, CYMA, and they come from Cyma therapy. And it's really cool, really effective, because you can just take headphones or, you know, computer speakers and put them right on the part of the body that is experiencing the pain and just let it play, and it's really effective. Maybe we'll play a little example. If you haven't heard this, it's not really that great to listen to. It's really meant to be on the body. But let's go ahead and play just a short example of some of these frequencies. These frequencies are for tissue repair. So if you need any tissues repaired in your body, you could put your whatever you're listening to, maybe put your computer speaker right on that part of the body, or whatever, whether you're listening to headphones, put it right on that part of the body. This is about 2 minutes long, and it's called, again, Cyma tissue repair. And yeah, check it out. Exactly the most harmonious thing to listen to in the world, but the idea is to put it right on the part of the body, although it did actually kind of remind me of crickets, and it kind of got me in a state, because it's actually doing a frequency of delta, an oscillation of delta along with the actual frequencies. And these are frequencies that are really, really well researched by the Germans, and they're really quite effective as well. Now, another way you can approach this is to simply go at the cellular level and talk to the cells. Now, it could be just talk to the organ or the part of the body and just say, you don't need to do this anymore. You don't need to do this anymore. There's all types of different things you can do in this communication. You can just, as I mentioned, you can send even a silent sound to that part of the body. You can just send a tone silently with love, you could also send gratitude for it, letting you know there's something going on. You could send compassion to that part of the body for what it's going through. You could also, one good way to get rid of the resistance is to send the sound of welcoming to it. Not like you want to just have it keep going, but you're just not resisting it. You're allowing it to be. Because it's really, again, it's the core of the suffering is the resistance. Allowing it to be gets rid of the suffering. It's just energy. There are many ways you can deal with this. Another is to simply tune in. This may not sound so simple to some of you, but you simply invoke the energy of an ascended master, a archangel, or a positive alien, like the Hathors, or the Sirians, or Palladians, or Arcturians, or Andromedans. And fun, actually, what's fun is to actually invoke each one of them. If you go on the web, you can find information about these different beings and actually invoke their energy. And even ask that they make the sound through you. You can just have them do it themselves. But if you have them make the sound through you, it's even more powerful. And then have that energy of your voice, so you get the physical vibration going to that part of the body as well. One of the most well-known of these masters is Raphael. Raphael is the master of healing, ascended master of healing, or angel of healing. And so it's really cool to actually bring him in. Let me give you a bit of an example here from Tom Kenyon actually channeling Raphael. So let's play this, if we will, let's play this in the middle, about 10 minutes in, and we'll play about 5 or 10, let's play like 10 minutes of it from the middle. Actually, what you could do is play the last 10 minutes. I'm giving my DJ here a really challenging little thing. You can play the last 10 minutes of the sounds of Raphael from Tom Kenyon. Okay, cool. Check this out. This is a great example of what you could do yourself. He's channeling Raphael. Oh. The biggest fear is dying, of course, but just that fear when you have an issue that you think it's never going to go away. It may be chronic. It may be here the rest of your life. You know, that fear is just totally incapacitating, or is that a word? Incapacitating? It totally can just do your system in itself. So I want to finish with a song and play as much as we can of it, of releasing fear, removing fear. And we'll hold this energy of releasing fear and allowing yourself to heal yourself of all pain and all physical issues. May we all be able to heal ourselves from now on. Hold that energy and that intention through the evening, through the night, through the weekend, through the weeks ahead, through the months ahead. Imagine being able to heal yourself and others for lifetimes. No more fear. We'll listen to